Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 26, Mizmor Yud Gimel. In Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel, we find there are four times that David HaMelech tells us Ad Ono Hashem Tishkechein Netzach, Ad Ono Tastis Penech Mimeni. For how long, Hashem, will you forget us forever? How long, Hashem, will you hide your face from us? And in Pasuk Gimel, Ad Ono Oshis Eitzes Benavshi Yogim Levavi Yoimim, David HaMelech asks Hashem, for how long will I have to think of ways to save my soul, my nefesh? Ad Ono Yorum Oivi Oloi, for how long will my enemies be elevated over me? Chazal tell us, Rashi brings this, and the Radak as well, that these four Ad Ono correspond to the Dalet Golius, the four exiles, the four Malchis, the four kingdoms that ruled over us, Bovel, Modai, Yovan, and Edom. And the Radak says, it's Mida Kineged Mida, because there were four times we angered Hashem, and Hashem said to us, Ad Ono as well. And we find the first time is in Parshas Bishalach, when there was a Chilul Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked, Ad Ono Mi'antim Lishmor Mitzvoisai V'Soyroisai. Ad Ono, when will you keep my Torah, my mitzvahs and my Torah? And interestingly enough, the next three times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us, Ad Ono, is in this week's parasha, Parashas Shlach. By the Meraglim, it says three times, Ad Ono Yinatsuni, it says, Vad Ono Lo Yaminu Bi, how long will you not believe in me? And then it says as well, also, Ad Mosai Le'edo Haroa Zois. These four times that we angered Hashem, Mida Kinege Mida, says the Medrash HaChetoiv, we are in Golus, Bovel, Madai, Yavin, and Edoim. The Chidah says that this that we are here in chapter 13, Kapitel Yud Gimel, corresponds to another day of Yud Gimel Ba'adar. And the Chidah takes us back to Yaakov and Esav. When Yaakov met his brother Esav, he had his children bow down. The Shvatim bowed down to Esav, and says the Chidah that this was actually a chait, and there needed to be a tikkun to fix this chait of bowing down to Esav HaRasha. Perhaps the chait was a lack of emunah, a lack of proper trust in Hashem. And that's why we end off over here in Pasuk Vav, V'ani b'chazdecho b'tachti. And as for me, as for I, b'chazdecho b'tachti, I trust in you, which we'll come back to. Continues the Chidah. In order to fix this chait, Shaul HaMelech had this opportunity to kill out the descendant of Esav, wipe out Amalek, and Agag, but as we all know, Shaul did not do his job. Generations later, Mordechai and Esther fought against these same descendants of Esav, of Amalek, and they had the Milchama on Yud Gimel Adar. Mordechai did not bow down to Haman. Now the people of the generation thought this was the reason why they were in trouble. But in fact, this was the tikkun for the chait. This was exactly what was done to fix the mistake that was done, because Binyamin, Mordechai, came from Shevet Binyamin. And Binyamin was not there to bow down to Esav. And that's why generations later, Mordechai did not bow down to Haman, to fix the chait that they bowed down to Esav generations earlier. The Chidah adds something else as well. And he explains that it was the Tehillim of David HaMelech that he wrote that also had a role in the Yeshua from Haman. Just to bring out one point, how the Chidah explains that Ona Taster is Panechem in many. For how long will you hide your face from me? Says the Chidah and others as well, that this is a reference to Anochi Haster Aster Pona B'Yomahu. I will hide my face on that day. We know Hashem's name is not written in the Megillah. It's a Hester Ponim. Klai Yisrael thought they were lost forever. This is what the Chidah is saying. This is a reference to the Purim Nes. And that's why specifically it's Mizmor Yud Gimel. The Sefer Minchas Erev tells us something unbelievable. If someone asks you, how long is the first Golus Bavel, supposed to be for? So what are we going to say? 70 years. The Nebuchadnezzar, Russia came, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and then there's a 70-year time period until Bayis Sheni. The Minchas Erev tells us something different. The reason why Golus Bavel was only 70 years was because of the tears of Rachel Imenu, and explains the Minchas Erev that really Golus Bavel was supposed to last until Mashiach would come. As the Pasuk says in Eicha, Perikei Pasuk Chaf, Lomo lo netzach tishkacheni. Lomo lo netzach tishkacheni. Why, lo netzach, forever will you forget me, Hashem? As the Medrash explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I will not bring back Klal Yisrael if not for the bechiyus of Rachel Imenu. You see over here, Rachel Imenu's tears took us out of Golus. We would have been there in Golus bubble forever until Mashiach would have come. I want to share with you a quick story. Many years ago, I was teaching in the girls' high school here in Philadelphia. And I had the schus to teach in the presence of Rebbetzin Sturman, Alei Shalom. We would talk once in a while in teacher's room. And different times she would come to my class at the end after the bell rang. And I would hear pearls of wisdom. One day, she came in after the bell rang and the students were still discussing about the test with Rosh Hashanah time and about the 100 koilos, the mea koilos that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. And the Mefarshim tell us that we don't blow 101 because, not getting to all of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah now, Tchiyah Shofar, because one tear, one of the blows we give to the Aim Sisra, the mother of Sisra, who was crying for her son, who was a Rasha, Merusha, Sisra HaRasha. Rebbetzin Sturman, Alei Shalom, said to me, and said to the students who were at the desk, you see, if when it comes to the power of the tears of a Rasha, the mother of a Rasha, how much more so could you imagine the power of the tears of a Yiddish mother, of a lady that cries to Hashem, a Jewish lady that cries out to Hashem. This is the pearls and the jewels she said over. And now we go back to Rachel Imenu, and her tears took us out of Golus. It was supposed to be Lanetzach. Look at the word. And Ono Hashem Tishkacheni Netzach. David HaMelech says, for how long will you forget us forever? We were supposed to be there until Mashiach Tzidkenu. Lulei, says the Medrash, Lulei Bechias Rachel. If not for the tears of Rachel, she'oz nodru lom in the Shemayim. There was a neder in Shemayim. Yeshuvu mi'eretz oyev. And we were taken out from the lands of our enemies. The tremendous power of the tears of Noshim Tzidkonius, of the righteous women. David HaMelech continues in Pasuk Dalet, Habito aneini Hashem Elokai. I'm turning to you, please look at me, Habito aneini. Accept my tefillos. Who? Hashem Elokai, you are my God, you are my God, Hashem. Ha'ira einai, Penishan amavis. Open my eyes, lift me up, lest I die in this galus. Pen yoimar oivi yecholtiv, then my enemies will say that they were successful. Tzori yagilu ki emoit. They will rejoice. If I fall, ki emoit, if I fall in this galus, there's a physical falling and there's a spiritual falling. And David HaMelech is saying, Habita aneini. Turn to me, answer me, look at me. Because we said earlier, Adonai tastes panechimeni, for how long will you hide your face from me? Now look how powerful Pasuk Vav is. We say these words all the time. V'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti. As for me, I trust in your chesed. What does it mean to trust in Hashem's chesed? Do we deserve to be redeemed? Did we do something to have schuyos, to have merits? Do we deserve it? Yogil libi bishuasecha. I will rejoice in your salvation. Ashiru l'Hashem. I will sing to Hashem, ki gomal olai, because Hashem did chesed for me. Now let's ask, what does chesed mean? David HaMelech is saying, v'ani b'chazach v'tachti. I trust in your chesed. And we're about to share with you now is from Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Novi Shlita. But first, before we get to that, we have to define what is chesed. So if I open the door for you, and then you, I did an act of chesed, and you opened the door for me, you didn't do chesed for me. The girl explains, the Vilna Goyen explains, what you did when you opened the door for me was emes. Emes is, I opened the door for you, not that we're keeping tabs, but I opened the door for you. So now, when you open the door for me, that's not called you did an act of chesed, that's called you did an act of emes. It's deserving, it's appropriate for you now to open the door for me. Chesed is when someone does not deserve something. And you did an act for them. So, what are we saying over here? V'ani b'chazdach b'tachdi. In what merit do I have that you, Hashem, will save me from galus, from personal galus, from personal tzaros, from taking us out of galus? In what merit do I have? Zero. It's the chesed of Hashem. Mahu rachum, afato rachum. Mahu chanun, afato chanun. We are told to be merciful, to be compassionate, because Hashem is merciful, Hashem is compassionate. What does it mean Hashem is merciful and compassionate? It means that we don't deserve something. That's what we're saying over here. V'ani b'chazdach b'tachti. I trust in your chesed. I trust in the fact because you are Hashem. You are merciful. You are rachamim. There are three main points, nekudos, yisoidos, fundamental points. A person has to realize that this pasuk is teaching us. Yes, the three sections. And these are the ways that a person can merit and should ask for bakasha from a Yeshua, from Hashem. V'ani b'chazdach b'tachti. Number one, I'm turning to you, Hashem, not because I deserve anything, but because I know of the midas of chesed that you have, I'm trusting in you. V'ani b'chazdecha, with your chesed, b'tachti, I trust in you because of chesed. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that this is the reason why Hashem created the world. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Baro Es Eilamai L'Tachlizu. Hashem created the world for this purpose. B'chdei Lehetiv L'Bruav L'Ikarei Rachum V'Chanun. That Hashem should give His creations, that Hashem should be called merciful and compassionate. So when a person realizes that it's not because of my zechui, it's not because I put on tefillin and I daven and I said tehillim and I did chesed. No. It's because of ani b'chazdecha, because of the chesed. I don't deserve it. Like we explained from the Gra, chesed is beyond emes. So step number one. Person's trusting in Hashem. When a person trusts in Hashem because of the chesed of Hashem, that's when he's going to be answered. That's number one. V'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti. Next, yogil libi b'shuasecha. I'm going to rejoice. My heart will rejoice. That's inside. It's not expressed outside, outwardly. Yogil libi. My heart will rejoice b'shuasecha. In your salvation. What does it mean, Hashem's salvation? That means when Mashiach will come. That's Yeshua Secha. We have to mispalel davin for the tsar, for the pain that Hashem is in. What does this mean? There's a Mishnah that tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav that when a Yid is b'tsar, when a Jew is in pain, Hashem is in pain, kiviyachol, as if to say Hashem is also in pain. Koloni miroishi, koloni mizrei. My head hurts. My arm hurts, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're in pain, I'm in pain. So when we're in Golus, Hashem is in Golus. Hashem is in pain. Now a person might ask, well, okay, that's talking about tzaddikim. Hashem is in pain. If a tzaddik is in pain, Who is that Mishnah talking about? Listen to this. The Mishnah is a Masechah Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, in that Mishnah specifically, is talking about the person who is chayev dalid misos bezdin. The person was such a rasha that now he's sentenced to death by bezdin. And Hashem says, when that person is going to be killed, I am in pain. Even though the person deserves the death sentence, he's still Hashem's son. He's Hashem's daughter. He's Hashem's child. So Hashem says, my child is in pain. I am in pain. Yogel libish b'shuasecho. What we have to do is daven for the Yeshua, for Hashem, that Hashem should not be in pain. Then, Ashira Hashem, I will sing to Hashem, ki gomal olai. Then I have to thank Hashem. That's part number three. Part number three is when the Yeshua comes. Ashira Hashem. Ashira Hashem is externally, outwardly, I express my appreciation to Hashem for the chesed that He did for me. Now let's look at this pasuk once again. We have the three sections, the 3 points. I'm trusting in you, Hashem. Why am I trusting in you, Hashem? And the Mefarshim explained, as soon as I trust in you, Hashem, that's when the Yeshua will come. Not because of my merits, not because of anyone I know, but because of you, Hashem. I trust in you and only you. Because you will bring the chesed, you will bring the Yeshua because of chesed, because the midas of chesed. Then yogalibi b'shua secha, I will rejoice inside, inwardly, in my heart, Yeshua Secha, in your salvation. Daven to Hashem and say, Hashem, let's end this pain that you might have. Ki kishem espal atzaroi tfilosoi enim eskabelis. Eli espal atzar sheyesh l'shchina mitzaroi. A person shouldn't just daven for his own pain. Daven for the pain of the Shechina. And then, Ashiru l'Hashem. Sing out the praise of Hashem. What does it mean to sing the praise of Hashem? Say thank you. This sometimes is even the hardest. After a person is saved and the Yeshua comes, sometimes we could forget to turn around and say thank you to Hashem. Ashiru l'Hashem ki gomal olai. Gomal is gemilus chesed. Just like we started out, Hashem, I'm thanking you because you did chesed for me. And this is what David HaMelech is telling us. Adonai Hashem tishkechein netzach. We started out there 4 times that David Melch says that we are turning to Hashem and say, Hashem, please take us out of this galus. And we said these 4 times correspond to Parshas Beshalach when they were Mechal Shabbos and they took them on. And the 3 times in Parshas Shlach, this week's Parsha, Hashem says, Mida kinegan Mida. We didn't trust in Hashem properly. Adonai Hashem, you're going to be in Bavil, you're going to be in Moda, you're going to be in Yovan, you're going to be in Edoim. The Chida said, specifically, this is referring to Yud Gimel Adar. And we discussed how it was a tikkun that Mordechai didn't bow down to Haman. And the Tehillim, of David HaMelech explains the Chida, which we're not getting into details now, how that helped save also Klai Yisrael, the Ruach Kodshoi. The Minchas Erev explained, Ad ono Hashem pasuk beis tishkacheni netzach. Netzach, what's netzach doing there? Because really we were supposed to be in Golos Bavel forever until Mashiach comes. Lule, if not for the tefillas of Rachel Imenu and the power of Nashim Tzidkanias, the tefillas of women, so powerful. And then we turn to pasuk vav. This is the master key, the key that unlocks everything. It's the midah of bitochet, trusting Hashem. Why do we trust in Hashem? Who am I? I should trust? Am I worthy of a Yeshua? Yes, you're worthy of Yeshua. You're worthy of a salvation, a personal salvation, a private salvation, a global salvation. Why? Because if you trust in Hashem, because Hashem is the Baal Chesed, Hashem gives. Not because we deserve. Then Hashem will bring the Yeshua. We should all see the Yeshuas in our personal lives. And we should see the Yeshua b'mehera b'yameinu. When Mashiach said kingdom should come. And all of the tzaras will go away. B'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.